All right. Well, thanks for joining us today, Meredith.
Thank you for having me.
And once again this year, you are doing your Drake Knit for the Needy project. This is the second year of this. Can you kind of explain how it got started? What spawned this idea for you?
Well, actually, last year on Thanksgiving, I saw a Heroes special, and it just showed everyday people making really big changes in the world. And it kind of was the cliche, you know, can one person make a difference? And so I was curious, and I thought I would try. And so I started this project, and actually 1,000 donations were collected just last year. So now we're going to start the second year, and our goal is to gather 2,000 donations of homemade scarves, hats, and mittens for the 10,000 homeless youth that live in Iowa.
Okay, exactly. You kind of explained there, but explain a little bit more about what Drake Knit for the Needy does.
The goal of the project is to collect homemade or purchased hats, mittens, or gloves for homeless youth in Iowa who don't have the things they need to keep warm in the winter.
Okay, and so how did you collect so many items last year?
I just sent out a lot of emails to, like, nursing homes. I sent out flyers, contact schools, just everyone I could think that would want to help. And I live with 46 girls in a sorority house, so the word can spread pretty fast. And it was just really humbling. I really didn't expect it to be that big, and people not even in Iowa were sending donations. So it was really cool.
That's excellent. If people are interested, how can they get involved?
Well, there is a website. It's just drakeknitfortheneedy.com, and it's all one word. And that has all the information. But basically, they can either learn how to knit like I did on a 5-minute YouTube video, or if they know how to knit or crochet and make a donation, or they can also purchase a donation and send it to Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville.
And what kind of donations are you guys looking for?
Well, any donations, youth of all sizes will be getting these donations, but mainly adult and adolescent sizing for, like, hands and stuff is needed, and unisex colors are really appreciated so that anyone can use them.
Okay, and you said there will be a drop-off point at Iowa State Savings Bank then?
Yep, my parents are collecting them for me because I have a very small room here at Drake, so they're going to keep them in Knoxville, and then as they come in, they will be distributed. So it'll be going on every week. The donations will be going out.
All right. Why do you think that this is an important thing?
Well, I was shocked when I became a member of the Iowa Homeless Youth Board that there are 10,000 homeless youth in Iowa. It's just something you never really hear about, or nobody talks about it that much. And so I was really shocked, and I think a lot of people are when they hear that. And so it's a really big problem. And this last summer, I interned downtown at the Outreach Center, and I met a lot of kids who lived in tents with their families or by themselves, and it's just a lot bigger of an issue, I think, than people realize. So it's something I wanted to contribute to helping.
Okay. And you said you taught yourself how to knit. How easy is that? How hard is that?
The hardest part is the first row, and once you get that going, it's really easy and mindless. I do it while I watch movies and stuff. But yeah, I just watched, like, a YouTube video and learned how to do it in one day, and now it's like riding a bike. I haven't forgot.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, or?
No, I think that it's a really awesome project, and I really have been humbled by how many people are willing to help and also see it as important. And so I'm really excited to start this second year and hopefully reach our goal of 2,000 items.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.